السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، إن شاء الله we'll continue in the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the attribute of today is Al-Alim. Al-Alim. And Ilm is knowledge. Al-Alim, the one with the knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada. He knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-knower of Ghayb, the unseen, undetected with our senses, wa shahada, that which is detected with our senses. So this is how the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Alim, in many of the verses around the same context, Al-Ghayb wa shahada. And al-ilm, knowledge, is to know the reality of something with evidence. حقيقة الشيء بدليل. To know the reality of things with an evidence, with a proof. Knowing something without a proof, not knowing it. It is not knowing it. It is guessing what it is. Okay? And guessing what it is, there are probability of having it or knowing it as something to be real or not, or to be right about it or wrong. Okay? And to say that you know something about anything that you don't know, it becomes a lie. It becomes different than the reality of it. Okay? So knowledge, true knowledge, is to know the reality, al-haqiqa, the absolute reality of things, and you have an evidence that it is so. You have an evidence that it is so. We can know, you can have a knowledge of something to make a hukm on it, to make a judgment about it, and you know something that you know the details of what it is, the reality of it. That is shay. Al-hukm ala shay wa that is shay. To make a judgment on something or to know what it is in itself. I'm sitting here on a chair. So you know it's a chair. You made the judgment that this is a chair from the knowledge of what a chair looks like and what it's used for. But then there is a knowledge of what is how the chair is made, what is made of, what is the knowledge of that is shay itself, the thing itself, what it is. Okay. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one who created everything and knows the reality of everything and knows where everything is going, and no one knows where you're going. Okay, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the knowledge of the future of al-ghayb is with Allah. Al-ghayb, that in two parts, or could be one or the other. Ghayb, that is on time or from time, and ghayb from place. There is unknown because of a place, the placement of that which you don't know. It is far away from you, so you don't know it. Or the time. The time is in the past or in the future, so you will not know it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, space does not constrict Allah. Time does not constrict Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created space and time. So Allah knows everything from the beginning to its end, and to what it, where it eventually goes. And there is ilm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to His servants. And the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a ilm of things and the ilm about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who are happy in this life, or pleased, or content, maybe it's a better word, those who have the ilm about Allah. Okay? And the ilm that is disconnecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is disconnected with Allah, but the ilm that a person would get and taking it in a disconnect with Allah, it is a ilm with misery in it. Okay, it's a knowledge with misery in it. And the ilm that is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a ilm that is bountiful, beneficial, and enlightening. And this is the ilm that we all started with, or we should all start with, the ilm about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the companions about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The absolute pleasure in this life in when you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. When you have the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge. Okay? Think about it. You have the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge about you, about things that happen and things will happen. This is a pleasurable kind of life. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-qawi, the one with the power, al-alim, al-hakim, then He is the one with the wisdom. So therefore, your life falls right into easiness. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would travel, he would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the one with the family and your one companion in travel. What does that mean? This is knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-alim. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with your family as you leave, when you leave them, and also Allah is with you. Okay? So when we have the ilm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us, okay? So the ma'iyya with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the ma'iyya of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a ma'iyya that when you are aware of it, then you become content with your life. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met a man coming out of his house, and he said, "Kayfa asbaht? How do you find yourself this morning? How is your morning?" He said, "Asbahtu mu'minan ya Rasulullah. I this morning I woke up a mu'min ya Rasulullah." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, for every matter it has a haqiqa, it has a reality. Okay? So how could you say that? What is your evidence for that? Okay. Then he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I became this morning as if I can see the people of hellfire being punished and the people of Jannah being rewarded." He's aware of this. Okay. Then what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? "Arafta falzam." Now that you know, you hold on to this. You hold on to this. And this is a responsibility of a person with knowledge. Okay? Person with knowledge works according to this knowledge. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give knowledge to His servant, the knowledge itself, okay, is a benefit by itself. So one who does not have a knowledge is in a state of loss. But when you gain knowledge, now you are not in a state of loss. Because you have knowledge, so you're not lost anymore. But knowledge does not save you itself. knowledge itself, once you get it, it becomes a burden on you. You have to implement it. So now, knowledge itself does not save you. Without the knowledge, you are gone. With knowledge alone, you are gone. But knowledge with implementation, you are gone. Because implementation without sincerity means nothing. Okay? So this is the steps of knowledge, okay? That you don't have it, you get it, you implement it, you become sincere, and then you maintain your sincerity. You maintain your sincerity. The one who said this word was Imam Hassan al-Basri, rahmahullah. Okay? He said, كُلُّ النَّاسِ هَلْكَ إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. All people are instead of lost except those with the knowledge. وَكُلُّ الْعَالِمِينَ هَلْكَ إِلَّا الْعَامِلُونَ. And all the people with the knowledge are instead of lost except those who do according to their knowledge. وَكُلُّ الْعَامِلِينَ هَلْكَ إِلَّا الْمُخْلِصُونَ. And all the people with the knowledge, that doing the work according to their knowledge, are also instead of lost except those who are sincere. And then he said, وَالْمُخْلِصُونَ عَلَى خَطَرٍ عَظِيمٍ. And also those who are sincere one are on a dangerous path. Those who are sincere one are on a dangerous path. Dangerous path meaning that they have to maintain their sincerity all the time. Okay? And this is the benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. The ability to have knowledge. The ability to have knowledge. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah taught Adam all the names. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-alim, who taught, he had the knowledge, he has the knowledge, and he taught the knowledge to Adam alayhi salam. So here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us that ability from His attributes, that we are capable of gaining knowledge. Okay? So the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us, as the scholars tell us, عِلْمٌ خَادِمٌ وَعِلْمٌ مَخْدُومٌ. We talked about it many times. Knowledge that serves you and knowledge that you serve it. عِلْمٌ خَادِمٌ وَعِلْمٌ مَخْدُومٌ وَعِلْمٌ خَادِمٌ وَمَخْدُومٌ. And a knowledge that it is serving you and you serve it at the same time. Okay? And this is from what we started saying, that when you know the reality of things, okay, you know water. So you know what water is. You can have a hukm on the water. You know the hukm. The judgment about this water. Water, you're thirsty, you go drink that. So you know you know what this is. Okay? You put it in the plant will grow. Okay? But what is water itself? Water itself is 2H2 H2O. H2O. I'm sorry, is that my expertise? H2O, right? So that is what this is that. This is what water what it is itself. Huh? No, it was not a test question. Okay. So now you know what the water is for and you know what the water is. Okay? Or you know what the water is in a way that so far you know what the water is. But later on you might not, you know, you might know more than H2O and so forth. Okay? So now this is a knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give man the ability to acquire. The ability to acquire. And this knowledge we work with it as we wish. Okay? In the way of Allah. Okay? We experiment with it. We get to know it. We get to try it here and there. And it is ilmun khadimun. It is ilm that serves. Knowledge that serves. Okay? But also, the knowledge about Allah is a ilmun makhdum. The knowledge about Allah is the knowledge that you serve. Okay? So, when you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has the authority to make legislation, to make law, to make rules, that is a knowledge now. But this knowledge is what? It is for you to serve it now. Okay? So this knowledge you get, and you say, okay, what did Allah say? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? That is now. Now you say سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, and you are following this this knowledge, and you are serving it. Okay. So what is the servant of Allah? The slave of Allah, because Abdullah is not a servant, he's a slave, the slave of Allah. The slave of Allah, he's so immersed into the knowledge that he is serving. So immersed in the knowledge that he is serving. And not only that, and he is taking the knowledge that serves him and using it to serve Allah. Okay, what is islah fil ard? Islah fil ard is to take what the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you to serve you, and take it and serve people in the way of Allah with it. What is fasad? Fasad is to take the knowledge that al-ilm al-khadim that serves you, and take it and control it to harm others with it, or to prevent it from going to others. This is fasad fil ard. This is a corruption on earth. Okay? So the true servant of Allah is the one who's so surrendering to Allah, so slave to Allah, that every minute in their life, whatever knowledge that they have, khadimun or makhdum, it is in the way of Allah. Okay? Now you have ma'iyya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. You are immersing yourself with the attributes of Allah and getting to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is paradise on earth. That is, and some scholar put it, is a paradise as a prerequisite for the hereafter. You must go through it here before you go to it in the hereafter. Having that knowledge and working with this knowledge. Okay. So, shaitan refused to take the knowledge that he should serve. Ilmun makhdum, okay, which is bow to Adam. He's refused it. Ilm makhdum, that means the ilm that you serve because you are commanded with it. Once you hear, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, sit up, pay attention, open your ear, because Allah is still talking to you and about to tell you something that you have to do. So, or to stay away from, it is ilm makhdum. As soon as you hear, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, it is ilm, knowledge that is makhdum, that you should serve, so pay attention. You know, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that when you hear Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, pay attention, Allah's talking to you, a believer, and He's telling you something that you should be paying attention to. Okay. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created us with the ability to gain knowledge, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as last time we were talking about Allah al-Mubin, that makes things clear to us, very clear to us, Allah does not give us some puzzles to solve. And the one who solves it get a reward, and the one who does not know how to solve it gets a benefit, gets a penalty. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to us open to us. Okay? Clear to us, very clear. Give it us in bayanin that is mubin, that is words that is very clear. Okay, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, door of knowledge does not close. So you go to the knowledge of Allah, and you go to the ilm al-makhdum, the ilm that you should serve, and go ahead and serve it. Another doors will be open, and another doors will be open. And you'll find yourself immersing into this, as Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said that something about the light, okay, the light of obedience. The light of obedience, it lights up the heart. And not only just lights up the heart, it brings in a lot of benefit, a lot of doors for obedience. Okay? So now you go to the ilm that is makhdum, okay, and you go into this knowledge, and you go to this experience, and your heart will be lit up, and then other doors will be open for more knowledge and more obedience to Allah, and you go into these doors, and more lights will come into your heart, and it becomes a pleasurable life. Versus the one that that has a cloud on his heart as a cloud that covers the moon. Okay? So what happens when the cloud is there, from the work in السيئات, تنكت نكتة سوداء في القلب, that in the heart there is a dot of darkness that appears in the heart. Now once that happens, you get the ilm that is makhdoom, and you do not have the energy to serve it now, because you're not working with your whole soldiers now. Okay, the heart is a little darkened, so you find difficult time to come to the obedience, and it's easier time to disobey, and another piece of darkness will be there until the ran will be on the heart. كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون. Indeed, over their heart it is ran, it is صدأ, it is rust, because of what they have earned, because of what they have earned. And we know this. We know this very well. Not in a disobedient, not necessarily in a disobedient. We know that when you skip couple of fajr in the masjid, what happens? It becomes very difficult to get up the third morning now. Right? And you find yourself, you're trying to retrain yourself now. Get up, instead of one alarm, two or three. You know, or to try to do something. Until you get yourself into the rhythm. Okay? And once you come in one day and 2 days, that's it. It'll become, you'll wake up before Fajr and come in ready, energetic, and so forth. Okay? What is that? What is that? It is the obedience to Allah brings more obedience to Allah. Once you take the knowledge that is the ilm, the knowledge that is makhdoom, and you take it and serve it, it becomes your pleasure after that. Okay? It becomes, you know, when you don't do that, you have withdrawal symptoms. Okay? You feel something is uneasy, and you are become uneasy. Something in your life is not right. Okay? Now, this is a benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises for His servants. Okay? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah takes them from darkness into light. Okay? Literally, you are we are in darkness when we do not know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we are in darkness, we cause harm to ourselves and to others. And once we come into light, we see things, so we do not harm others nor harm ourselves. Very simple and very clear. Okay. But it needs sincerity of looking at the path, sincerity of trying to go on the path, sincerity of getting the knowledge and getting the knowledge to go on the path. Now, that has work. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Tabarak, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّ نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّ فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. If we were only from those who hear and able to understand, take it in our intellect, عقل. Okay, نَسْمَعُ, hearing, نَعْقِلُ is take it to our intellect and take it in. If we were doing that, we wouldn't be from the people of hellfire. Do you see what the ilm does? What is nasma? Okay, there is a ilm, as we started saying in the beginning, the ilm that you can break it down yourself and find out what it is. Okay, that is you get something, you break it apart, you see what's inside of it, you get a fruit. You cut it and see the seed, how big the seed is in it. You've never seen this fruit before. And what is the shell is like, and what is this and what is that. Okay? Versus somebody tells you about it. Somebody tells you about it. About something that you hear it only with your ear. Okay? So now when you are told with your ear, okay, told to your ear, then there is understanding that comes to you. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alimul ghaybi wa shahada, He will tell us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, about things that we cannot know with our senses. That is sam'. Okay? Take this and have aql with it now. And implement. And implement. If you don't do that, you'll be from ashab al-sa'ir. Okay? Okay? Because the only way to get the knowledge about the unseen is through hearing. It must be only through hearing. Because you don't know. Okay? You do not see it. You do not taste it. You do not touch it. You do not hear it. But you hear about it. You hear about it. And this is the beauty of Islam. Of surrendering to Allah. Okay? We're surrendering to Allah about things that we cannot measure. See how beautiful this is? You are surrendered to Allah about things that you cannot measure. You love Allah and trust Allah so much that you immerse yourself in things that you cannot verify except what Allah tells you about. Okay? And you work toward it. And you are sure about it more than you are sure about the things that you see and touch and hear and taste yourself. Okay? So here is something in front of you, you could touch, smell, and taste, and so forth. But then something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to you, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, yes, Allah give us some information. We say, I know that about that information, and I'm sure about it more than I'm sure about what I have in my hand here. Okay? That's why a believer, al-muttaqi, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ The first description, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ Those who believe in the unseen, they are told about it. They are told about it. Okay? And the عقل of a human being, the word عقل itself is to tie. To tie. People with intellect, right? They think that the intellectual person, that means he lets his mind fly, go, right? No, the word aql itself meaning to constrain. Okay? The word nuha from nahi, to stop, to prevent, also means the process of intellect called nuha. Okay? So you do not go where you cannot go, where it is impossible for you to go. Okay? So the aql becomes a burden on you when you start letting yourself, your aql, go into things that you cannot verify, and you have it's impossible for you to have data. Yeah, you're impossible for you to have data about. Okay? You're going to die. Yes? Yes. You're sure? Yes. What happens after death? That's it. Now, you let your aql go now and think about after death and what's going to happen because of somewhat speculation. So that is not ilm now. That is guessing. That is not. Why? Because remember, at the beginning we said ilm is what? You know something, the reality of something, and you have a proof and evidence with it. Now you become alim with it. But something after death, after you die, after life, there is no way you have data from it. So now you say, I have a knowledge, bring your proof. If you don't bring your proof, then you have speculation and you're taking yourself into places where, you know, you would not like to go. But there is hope, right? So you speculate about good things and never mind about bad things. God loves us all, no problem. Speculate in that and go ahead, let your mind go with this, run with that. Okay, no problem at all. Okay? But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell us. Okay, that here it is. So now your aql stops. And the aql of the heart starts. The intellect of the heart starts. Okay? What is conviction? When you have a conviction with something. Okay? It is something that you know it so much. What is aqidah? Aqidah from the word uqda. What is uqda? A knot. You get a rope and you knot it so much, and you make the knot so strong It becomes uqda. Meaning what? Something that becomes together so much that you cannot take it apart anymore. That is the intellect of the heart, that is aqidah. Okay? So now we get knowledge about Allah, we get knowledge about Jannah, about Hellfire, about Shaitan, about all the unseen. And it comes to our heart, it comes to our ear, and we understand it with our brain. And it goes to our heart with an intellect of the heart, and it is knotted there so much, it becomes something that is we have conviction in. And now it becomes part of your life. That is happiness. That is pleasure. Okay? Or having conviction of something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us that is so clear and so real more than the reality that we are in. You know, here is a knowledge, a piece of knowledge, that the reality that we are in now, that we can taste and hear and touch and see and all of this, is going to disappear and not become a reality anymore. And the one that we do not have any way of knowing it with data except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, that is the absolute reality that we'll be in. You know, what is this? You Muslims are crazy people, right? Okay? To have that conviction, no. We are happy people, inshallah. Okay? We are people who have pleasure. Okay? Because once you, we were talking today in Jumat Khutbah about, you know, the ham. What is the ham? Okay? So much worries, so much worries. Okay, man كانت همه الآخرة, the one Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم told us, the one that his ham is the hereafter. Okay, جعل الله غناه في قلبه. Allah will make his prosperity in his heart. Allah will make his prosperity and independence, meaning feel he does not need anything in his heart. Okay? وَجَمَعَ لَهُ شَمْلًا. Allah will collect his matters for him. You know, جَمَعَ meaning collecting together. So when you're trying to do something, leading your life, there are things there that is collected to you, it'll be easier to handle. Okay? وَجَاءَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةً. And dunya will come to him despite of it. Allah will force it to come to him. Why? Because his ham is al-akhirah, is the hereafter. So his ham is the knowledge about doing things for things that he has knowledge of, okay, without verifying. Okay, it's only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is his ham. So the dunya will fall right to his lap when this is your ham. And then the other one, man kana hammuhu al-dunya, the one who that his ham is the dunya, جعل الله فقره بين عينيه, that Allah will make his poverty between his eyes. Okay? وشتت له شملة, and make his matters all scattered all over. So when you want to do something, you want to collect yourself, you'll be going crazy to be able to make ends meet and go here and there. Why? Because the dunya is your ham. Okay? وَلَمْ يَأْتِهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَا قُدِّرَ لَهُ. And he will not receive from the dunya except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala measure for him. Okay? That is the one who has the dunya is his ham. Okay? So imagine now, this beautiful keys, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam given us. That here is a key. Okay? You wanna have pleasure? Have ham. Right? You wanna have pleasure? Have ham. You're gonna have ham anyway, right? You better have the ham that will give you a pleasure. Okay? This conviction and this burden and this worries about what? About doing things in the way of Allah for the hereafter. Okay? That is the knowledge. That is ilm coming from al-alim, coming from al-alim, coming from al-allam, allam al-ghuyub. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once this knowledge about Allah al-alim, comes to our heart. So we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us with His attribute. And He's taking care of us. And He has the knowledge of what we are in, and the knowledge of where we're going, and the knowledge where everything will eventually fall into right into the place, its place. Knows the leaves that will come down, where it's eventually, every tree, every part of a tree, where it eventually is going to end. When we have that knowledge, then we are comfortable. We are truly surrendering to Allah. We're giving the matter to Allah, because the matter, it belongs to Allah anyway. But now we know that we are putting it in the hand of Allah with peace, with Islam, with surrendering, with willingness. Because it's going to be with Allah whether we like it or not. So once we do this in peace, we truly be in peace. We resist that, nothing will happen except by the will of Allah, and we will not be in peace. But when you go into that path, as we said many times before, you will have difficulties. You'll be tested. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the one that have this conviction in their heart, this uqda and aqeedah in their heart. So Allah will make us able to go over these obstacles with pleasure, with open heart, or tranquility of the heart and the wideness of the chest. Inshallah. The microphone is yours, inshallah. Do we have it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala khair al-anbiya wa al-musaleen Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakum Allah khairan, Shaykh Mahmoud. Just a footnote. I do believe, since we talked about, you know, knowledge is collecting of data, you know, I have these thoughts before, talked to you about it. I do believe that the collection of data we have with our senses or with our with whatever tools we have in this technology in these days, and we, of course, we believe in it 100%. I mean, there is no way, you know, that, I mean, everybody, to the point that in the West they worship the knowledge, they make it their God. But still, we all know that the knowledge we collect through our senses is limited. And we all know the deficiency in our, you know, our senses, eyes, ears, you know. Well, I don't want to give you an examples, you know, we know that. And even with the tools we have so far, it's limited still. I mean, when they created the microscope first, was very limited knowledge from it, and then the electronic microscope, and then until today, all the knowledge based in this life is based on theories. And you see every like 50 years, they come up with a new theory. Mm-hmm. They said, no, the old theory is not good. The new theory is the more accurate. And they based their knowledge according to the new data they have. Mm-hmm. But when you receive the knowledge from the one who there is no limitation mm-hmm. for his tools.
It's giving.
Subhanallah, yani, if you believe in Allah, if you are a Muslim, if you are a believer, and you believe the Quran, this is the word of Allah, and you believe the knowledge in it, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is no limitation to his knowledge, period. Then, for me at least, the data I get from this, there is no match for it. Mm-hmm. There is no match. I mean, if somebody told me water is H2O, okay, you know, I will believe him, but, you know, still there is, you know, some hesitation here. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about hellfire or paradise, or mm-hmm. he described specific things, you know, we don't know, we get it from Allah. If you believe in Allah, this is the ultimate knowledge. I mean, there is no way you could get some knowledge or data like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to you. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, you know, it's in ghaybiyat anymore. You know, when we said it's ghaybiyat because we cannot sense it, When Allah say it, I know it's in the ghaib, but when Allah say it, it's more real than the things you collect data from, you know, a microscope or two chemicals with each other, and you think this medication gonna cure, you know, pneumonia because they try it in 10 patients and they found that, and then later on they found that no, this medication is not for pneumonia, actually it's for diarrhea, but by the way, it's cured the one in pneumonia, you know. There is a lot of medication, by the way, and Muhammad Jawad is here. There is a lot of medication we treat in medicine. We think it's for this specific, you know, cure because of the knowledge we have. And actually, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's for something completely different. Have nothing to do with this. Wallahu alam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I was reminded a little over a month ago after Fajr, one of your halakas, with the poem that continues to resonate with all of us, you know, عِلْمَ الْعَلِيمَ عَقْلِ الْعَقْلِ اخْتَلَفَ مَنْ مِنْهُمَا قَدْ أَحْرَزَ الشَّرَفَ فَقَالَ الْعِلْمُ أَنَا أَحْرَزْتُ غَايَتَهُ وَقَالَ الْعَقْلُ أَنَا الرَّحْمَنُ بِي عُرِفَ فَأَفْصَحَ الْعِلْمُ إِفْصَاحًا وَقَالَ لَهُ بِأَيْنَ الرَّحْمَنُ فِي قُرْآنِهِ اتَّصَفَ فَبَانَ لِلْعَقْلُ أَنَّ الْعِلْمُ سَيِّدَهُ فَقَبَّلَ الْعَقْلُ رَأْسَ الْعِلْمَ وَانْصَرَفَ
مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ.
You introduced that poem.
Where did you get it?
That was a little over a month ago, and you said...
Yeah, but where did you... You did not...
I had to Google it, and you said a guy by the name Suidan, I think. His last name is Suidan, or you were telling us...
I gave you a name, and you went to...
Yeah, okay. It was beautiful, and I ended up memorizing it, so...
Inshallah. What I'm translating is the knowledge of the knowledgeable and the intellect of the intellectual had a dispute. So the knowledge said to the intellect that the dispute is who has the most of honor, meaning the knowledge or the intellect. So the knowledge said, I am the one who reached the honor. And the intellect says, the most merciful was known through me. Right? Allah, you know Ar-Rahman through thinking, right? Like we think and read and so forth, right? So now the knowledge started thinking and then said, which one of us Allah named himself after in the Quran? Meaning, does Allah's name is Al-Alim or Al-Alim or the intellectual? Okay. No, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Alim. Okay, so the knowledge then won. So the intellect knew that the knowledge is its master. Okay, so the intellect kissed the head of the knowledge and they both went away.
As-salamu alaykum. A couple of things is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ جَعَ الْحَقَّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوكَ. Everything is batil except the truth coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The truth or the knowledge from Allah is absolute knowledge or is a relative knowledge. Mm-hmm. Whatever we gain is relative. As the brother is saying, today we may think we have perfected something, we have not. Because the reason is our knowledge is given by Allah. Atai. His knowledge is original knowledge. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that كُلَّوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرَ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفَدَ الْبَحْرَ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جَيْنَا بِمِسْرِهِ مَدَدًا. Our knowledge is a drop of the sea. His knowledge is beyond even the sea. That if you bring all the seas and make them an ink, and if you bring all the trees and make them as the pens, you can never write the knowledge of Allah. Mm-hmm. So I think if you compare to that one, whatever limited senses he has given us, we understand, and our understanding our by our intellect is very defective, but Allah's knowledge in the Quran and the Prophet's knowledge is absolute.
Okay. Inshallah, the weekend of the 11th of next month, inshallah, we will have Sheikh Mustafa Turk, who is, what can I say about him? I know, but you better tell me.
He's coming from Detroit, Islamic organization, North America. He is the Amir, and he'll be visiting.
Is that what you call it now, Islamic
organization? Right, it's called Islamic organization, North
America. I'm not going to call it any other thing.
Okay. Iona. Yes, that's the name. And he has established a center in Detroit now, where he is the one who is leading. So he'll be visiting, inshallah, here.
Yeah, he'll be giving the halaqa on Jum'ah, inshallah.
Right.
And he'll be giving a halaqa on Saturday evening between Maghrib and Isha, inshallah.
And then he will come at Fajr time, inshallah,
Fajr on
Sunday.
Sunday, inshallah. So he'll have
I think his subject is Iqamat al-Deen, how to establish the Deen of Allah as an individual as well as in the whole communities or the whole world. That's the whole topic. But again, I'll know the exact topics and inshallah we'll make some flyers.
So if we want a flyer, what do we say? The president of or the imam of or?
He's coming here on Friday morning and leaving on Sunday.
No, we say Imam of Iona. Imam of Iona?
Islamic Organization North America.
The imam of or the president of? Or?
Yeah, he's the emir of the organization.
Emir, okay.
He called himself emir. Okay.
I want to say whatever he wants to be.
Okay, he's Amir Mustafa al-Turk. Yeah. That is his full name. And he's Amir of the organization called Islamic Organization in North America. He has quit his own job and he's fully doing and running the center, the masjid, plus the...
We had him a few years ago here as well.
Right. Yeah. So alhamdulillah, inshallah. And we have a website called Aona Online where there is everything... is on there, the books and his videos, his Jummah Khutbah is always put in on every Friday. It's called aonaonline.org. So if somebody has the time, you can check it.
We're going to make some flyers for this coming, plus we'll be bringing some pamphlets from Aona.
Okay. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا.